Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radiant Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the events and happenings for the upcoming week as reported from the Indy and the News and Observer. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Dr. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys are going to be playing on Friday, January 4th at the Arts Center. In a promotional documentary for his 2011 gospel album, A Mother's Prayer, Ralph Stanley, now 85, handles the topic of his age with typical frankness. As old as I am, I figure that album might be the last one I might be able to do. I don't know of anyone that's as old as I am that's still singing. The years apparent in Stanley's voice have only made his singing, confident and plaintive, aged but still urgent, that much more poignant, affording the gospel and traditional numbers he sings the wisdom of experience and finality. Thanks to his voice's star turn in O Brother, Where Art Thou, Stanley's position as an American treasure has become a widely acknowledged fact, not a notion cloistered to folk and country music obsessives. And on the note of uncertain futures, Stanley's appearance in Carrboro starts the Art Center's 10th Annual American Roots Series, one of the state's most thoughtfully programmed schedules of music. Late last year, citing budget issues, the Art Center laid off Tess Magnum O'Connor, the series' mastermind, so enjoy it while it's here. Again, Dr. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys will be playing in Carrboro at the Art Center on Friday, January 4th. Tickets are $31 to $39, and that show begins at 7 p.m. On Saturday, January 5th, also at the Art Center in Carrboro, the Grass Cats have their 15th anniversary. North Carolina's Grass Cats have quite a ride during the last 15 years. These five bluegrass aficionados have seen four of their eight records turn top 10 on the bluegrass charts. They not only managed that feat without the help of a professional label, but also pulled off many tours along the way, speaking to the well-oiled machine they've grown into over time. The band's success has a lot to do with their energetic live shows of foot-stomping drives and tight vocal harmonies. Bluegrass classics get equal billing with winning originals and even the odd cover. Taking on anything from Johnny Cash to Duke Ellington, the band isn't shy about shaking things up. On their latest release, 2012's The Mountains, My Baby and Me, the Cats sing about poor mining conditions, Heaven's Promise, and true love while covering Springsteen, Clapton, and Dylan. The Cats' sense of adventure and parallel commitment to bluegrass roots make for an exhilarating, accessible glimpse into the ever-moving target of traditional music. At 7:30 p.m., the quintet celebrates 15 years as part of the Art Center's 10th Annual American Roots Series. Admission to this is $16 to $20. And again, that's at the Art Center in Carrboro on Saturday, January 5th. On Monday in Chapel Hill, and I'm sorry, that Monday was January 7th, the magazine The Nation is having a discussion group. And this will take place at Flyleaf Books. Should we reinstitute the federal assault weapons ban? Are occasional mass shootings undermining our Second Amendment rights? Would the Founding Fathers approve of school marms toting weapons capable of firing 100 times a minute? These are a few of the questions likely kicking around your Facebook feeds, social media is supposed to spur transcontinental dialogue and spread understanding far and wide, but the nation knows that comment streams and retweets often lack the substance of face-to-face interaction. The magazine is holding discussion groups all around the country, inviting their readers to exchange ideas and mull solutions to the issues of the day. All voices are welcome at this 7 p.m. event. RSVP is requested, and that phone number to RSVP is 919-370-4114. And again, this is at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill on Monday, January 7th. On Wednesday, January 9th, there is a reading at Quail Ridge Books and Music by Stuart Neville. Northern Irish author Stuart Neville used the harsh backdrop of his native land for a series of acclaimed thrillers, including The Ghosts of Belfast and The New Ratlines. In that recent work, a deadly assassin in 1963 targets former Nazis granted asylum by the Irish, leading to conflicted feelings for the man assigned to track this assassin down. Get in on the action when Neville appears at 7:30 p.m. at Quail Ridge Books in Raleigh. In Carrboro, also on Wednesday, January 9th, The Devil Makes Three and Philip Robeck at the Cat's Cradle. Santa Cruz string trio The Devil Makes Three's woozy roots noir recalls the energetic elegance of Murder by Death. What frontman Peter Bernard's wheedling baritone lacks in character, he makes up for in showmanship. Half waits Ian Barker, half ragtime folk narrator, Bernard lures listeners into canny rave-ups. The Devil Makes Three are equal opportunity thieves, lifting from bluegrass, folk, blues, jazz, and rockabilly with unassuming aplomb. Formed a decade ago, they've released 4 rollicking albums and 2011's live disc, Stomp and Smash. They've gained real momentum during the last few years. This show begins at 8:30 p.m., and tickets are $15 to $17. And again, that's at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro on Wednesday, January 9th. For kids and teens coming up this week, at the Flying Hippo, on Sunday, January 6th at 4:30 p.m., it's a children's music performance, and that will take place at the Broad Street Cafe, located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-416-9707 if you want to call them for more information. Homework Buddies and Reading Buddies, Mondays 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Teen volunteers assist with homework and reading at the Cameron Village Regional Library, and that's located at 1930 Clark Avenue in Raleigh. And for more information, you can call them at 919-856-6723. Raleigh's Little Theater Storytellers to Go is having a performance on Saturday, January 5th at 3 p.m., and this is for grades kindergarten through fifth grade via performances of Judy Dove's Jack Tales, Appalachian Adventures, and this performance is free. This will take place at the North Regional Library, located at 7009 Harps Mill Road in Raleigh, and their phone number for more information is 919-870-4018. Tales of Enchantment is going to be on Saturday, January 5th. There's a performance at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. This is the North Carolina Symphony Kids and Enchantment Theater Company, reimagining of classic childhood stories with puppetry, magic, pantomime, and music. Tickets for this are $20, and for more information, you can call 919-733-2750, and that'll take place at the Mimande Concert Hall in Raleigh, located at 2 East South Street. For comedy coming up this week, Friday at 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m., 2 teams of improv comedians earn points by making the audience laugh. And this is at the Comedy Works Theater, located in Raleigh at 431 Peace Street. And tickets for this are $6 to $12. Coming up for in dance this week, the Modern Square Dance on Saturday, January 5th, from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Beginner basics are going to be from 7 to 7:30, and this will take place at the First Baptist Church at 99 North Salisbury Street in Raleigh, and this does cost $5. For more information, you can call them at 919-266-6986. Also, we have Sunday Salsa Social. This will happen on Sundays from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Admission is $5, and this will take place at the Triangle Dance Studio at 2603 South Miami Boulevard in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-245-0822. We have a few literary readings coming up. David Manconi and DJ Bob the Blade Robinson. On Wednesday, January 9th at 7 p.m., Ryan Adams, Losering a Story of Whiskey Town, and that's David Manconi. And then there's Nothing Louder Than Dead Air, which is Bob the Blade Robinson, at Barnes & Noble. They're both at Barnes & Noble, and that is located at 760 Southeast Maynard Road in Cary. For more information, you can call them at 919-467-3866. There is also an author night and wine tasting on Wednesday, January 9th at 7 p.m. The Triangle Sons of Italy present Paul Pellicelli, author of Dances with Luigi and Under the Southern Sun. RSVP to Louie, and that's L-O-U-I-E, EY151 at BellSouth.net. And this takes place at Total Wine & More at on 6105 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. And this does cost between $10 and $12. What we have coming up for the Durham Performing Arts, January 8th through the 13th, is a performance of Jekyll and Hyde. American Idol star and Tony Award nominee Constantine Morales joins with Grammy Award nominee and R&B superstar Deborah Cox to inject new life into the classic tale of good and evil, Jekyll and Hyde. After four thrilling, chilling years on Broadway and multiple worldwide tours, this dark and dangerous love story from Tony and Grammy Award nominee Frank Wildhorn and Oscar and Grammy winner Leslie Brucassi returns in a stunning new pre-Broadway production directed by Tony nominee Jeff Calhoun and includes all the classic songs, This Is the Moment, A New Life, Someone Like You, that first grabbed audiences by the throat and transformed Jekyll and Hyde into a theatrical phenomenon. Now, I'm going to read you the dates and the times for this. On January 8th, it will begin at 7:30 p.m., January 9th, 7:30 p.m., January 10th, 7:30 p.m., January 11th, 8 p.m., January 12th, 2 p.m., and also on January 12th, there is another show at 8 p.m. For information and pricing on tickets, you can call the Durham Performing Arts Center at 919-680-2787. The address for the Durham Performing Arts is at 123 Vivian Street, and that is in Durham. Also, for those who'd like to plan ahead, there's a couple of more events happening at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known. Willie Nelson and Family is coming on January 18th with special guest Lucas Nelson. Spend a Night in Texas as DPAC welcomes back Willie Nelson. American musical institution Willie Nelson and Family returns on January 18th with special guest Lucas Nelson, Willie's son. This will mark Willie's third performance at DPAC, his first two being sellouts. Willie Nelson is one of the greatest artists of our time, a songwriter and performer whose legacy will endure for generations to come. He has worn many hats besides those of a musician. He co-founded Farm Aid in 1985 to give assistance to farmers facing financial woes. Willie has written 7 books. He's acted in such hit movies as Electric Horseman, Honeysuckle Rose, and Blonde Ambition. In his long career, Willie has amassed prestigious honors, including induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Kennedy Center Honors, and the National Agricultural Hall of Fame. On his latest project, a new memoir entitled Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die, Willie Nelson muses about his greatest influences and the things that are most important to him, and celebrates the family, friends, and colleagues who have blessed his remarkable journey. Just a note, everyone must have a ticket for this show regardless of the age, and no one under 5 is admitted into the theater. Again, this is at the DPAC on January 18th. Phone number again to purchase tickets is 919-680-2787. Also at the DPAC on January 24th is legendary Country Music Hall of Famer Don Williams. They came to call Don Williams the gentle giant in the decades he was a dominating country hitmaker because of his unique blend of commanding presence and that laid-back, easy style that has appealed to adult men and women alike, cutting across national and genre boundaries. If those personal and musical qualities stood out strongly across the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, they are all the more distinctive in 2012, when so many country and pop records seem to work as checkoff lists for somebody's idea of how to be a man, or hard sell attempts to indicate affection for a woman. Don Williams has never sounded like he felt the need to sell somebody something, or to prove anything. On And So It Goes, that winning, self-assured ease is again front and center, and the musical style that has made Don a ballad vocal model for performers ranging from Eric Clapton, with whom he traded songs, Tulsa Time, Lay Down Sally, to Keith Urban, who guests on this release. One listen to the characteristically right-on-target vocals on this first Don Williams recording in 8 years, and his admirers will be wondering what he's done to maintain that strength over the hiatus. "Well, there are things that I don't do," Don laughs. "I don't do a whole lot of sitting around chit-chatting, laughing, and carrying on, especially when I'm on the road, where that just makes you tired anyway. Even at home on the farm, there are literally days on end that I might not say anything for an hour or two a day." Born in Florida, Florida in 1939 and growing up near Corpus Christi, Texas, Don was playing guitar by age 12, taught by his mother, and performed in folk, country, and rock bands as a teenager. He first gained musical attention as a member of the pop folk trio, the Pozo Seco Singers, which had 6 pop chart hits in 1966 and 67. Then was signed as a songwriter by Nashville's Cowboy Jack Clement in 1971, the sort of songwriter whose demos demanded attention. Between 1974 and 1991, Don had at least one major hit every year, including such country standards as to be as Good Old Boys Like Me, Till the Rivers All Run Dry, It Must Be Love, I'm Just a Country Boy, Amanda, and I Believe in You. He also had a hit duet with Emmylou Harris on Townes Van Zandt's If I Needed You. Don was the CMA Male Vocalist of the Year in 1978. His Tulsa Time was an ACM Record of the Year for 1979. In 2010, Don received country music's highest honor within his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. He was still surprised. Quote, I never really thought that I was viewed in that manner by the powers that be. It's an incredible honor to be added to that caliber of people that are on that roster. It's pretty overwhelming, actually. Again, Don Williams will be coming to the DPAC on January 24th. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Again, to purchase tickets, you can call at 919-680-2787. And finally, in January at the DPAC, Whoopi Goldberg will be there, and she will be there on January 25th. Superstar comedian and Emmy-winning talk show host. Multifaceted Whoopi Goldberg will take a break from moderating ABC's The View to make a rare stop at DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, on January 25th, 2013. She will perform her stand-up comedy, followed by a question-and-answer session with audience members, moderated by ABC 11 Eyewitness News anchor Tisha Powell. Whoopi Goldberg is among the very elite group of artists who have won the Grammy for Whoopi Goldberg 1985, the Academy Award for Ghost in 1991, the Golden Globe for The Color Purple in 1985 and Ghost in 1991, the Emmy as the host of AMC's Beyond Tara, The Extraordinary Life of Hattie McDaniel in 2002, and a Tony for the producing Thoroughly Modern Millie in 2002. Whoopi is equally known for her humanitarian efforts on behalf of children, the homeless, human rights, education, substance abuse, and the battle against AIDS, as well as many other causes and charities. Ms. Goldberg is a goodwill ambassador to the United Nations. She has been honored with multiple NAACP Image Awards, numerous People's Choice Awards, including a special tribute in 1998, and 5 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards as Favorite Movie Actress, as well as various awards and honors for her many humanitarian efforts. Everyone must have a ticket for this performance, regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted into the theater. Again, Whoopi Goldberg will be at DPAC on January 25th. That performance does start at 8 p.m. And again, to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-680-2787. This is coming up on January 10th and January 12th. Through January 12th at the Good Nights Comedy Club. Good Nights Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh, and their phone number to purchase tickets is 919-828-5233. And Mark Maron will be here again January 10th through the 12th. Mark Maron is a veteran in the comedy world, appearing in, as he puts it, just about every show that allows stand-up comics. He has hosted The Mark Maron Show and co-hosted both Morning Sedition and Break Room Live. He was also the host of Comedy Central's Short Attention Span Theater for a year, replacing Jon Stewart. Maron has been a frequent guest on The Late Show with David Letterman and made over 44 appearances on The Late Night with Conan O'Brien, more than any other stand-up performer. He was also a regular guest on Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn and hosted the short-lived American version of the British game show Nevermind the Buzzcocks on VH1. Again, Mark Maron is going to be at Goodnight's Comedy Club January 10th through the 12th. And then, again, to purchase tickets is 919-828-5233. Going into the North Carolina Symphony, For ticket information, dates, times, prices, subscription options, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.nccsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free 877-627-6724. Again, those numbers, 919-733-2750 or toll free 877-627-6724. And the Raleigh Classical Series will begin January 11th and 12th. And this will be at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And that's located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Series does begin at 8 o'clock. Grant Llewellyn is the music director and Lara St. John on the violin. The Four Seasons are going to consist of Tchaikovsky's Francesca da Rimini, Vivaldi's Spring from the Four Seasons, Piazzolla, Summer from the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, Piazzolla, Autumn from the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, Vivaldi, Winter from the Four Seasons, and Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italian. The same lineup for Four Seasons also will be for the North Carolina Chapel Hill series, and that will take place Thursday, January 10th, again with Grant Llewellyn as the music director and Lara St. John on violin. And the North Carolina Chapel Hill series, just like the Raleigh one, does begin at 8 p.m., and that takes place at Memorial Hall in UNC in Chapel Hill, and that address is 208 East Cameron Avenue in Chapel Hill. The North Carolina Theater has a show coming up on January 18th through February 3rd for those who like to plan ahead, and it's called Nerds, a New Musical Comedy. It is a cheeky original musical that celebrates the birth of computer technology and the two pop culture icons that made it possible, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. The show follows the lives of the founding fathers of modern computing as they rise from nerds to billionaires, making a mark on history and defining the golden age of technology as we know it. Nerds will star Diana DeGarmo alongside Broadway favorites Darren Ritchie and Leslie Kreutzer. North Carolina Theater is producing this pre-Broadway engagement, a first for the Raleigh arts community. Local audiences will have the unique opportunity to be a part of the creation of a show aiming for a future Broadway run. And again, this show will take place January 18th through February 3rd at the A.J. Fletcher Theater in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Phone number for tickets is 919-831-6941, and that's extension 6944. Again, that number is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And now on to news from Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. First, celebrating our roots, a fundraiser benefiting Pinecone featuring Bloomsbury. This will take place on Friday, January 25th at 8 p.m. There will be a reception at 7 p.m. and at the Raleigh Little Theater, and that's located at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Tickets are $50 plus the fees set and collected by the ticket provider. All net proceeds will benefit Pinecone. And just a little bit about Bloomsbury, which is the band that will be playing. Some bands seem to embody the community from which they spring, and Bloomsbury is one such band for Raleigh. Raleigh has long been a hotbed for string band music. As host to one of the largest radio stations in the Southeast prior to World War II, Raleigh's WPTF was a prominent stop on the country music radio circuit, attracting the likes of Charlie Poole's Swing Billies, the Monroe Brothers, Delmore Brothers, Blue Sky Boys, J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers, and Johnny and Jack the Tennessee Hillbillies, with Kitty Wells and Chet Atkins, to name a few. Raleigh's history of high-quality acoustic roots music runs long and deep, and for more than 40 years, Raleigh's own Bloomsbury has continued this long-standing tradition of music-making. With tight vocal blends and a constant swapping of instruments, the group showcases the wide range of folk music prominent in the region, including blues, bluegrass, gospel, old-time fiddle and banjo tunes, and much more. Again, this fundraiser benefiting Pinecone featuring the band Bloomsbury will take place Friday, January 25th, the Raleigh Little Theater at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Tickets are $50 plus fees by the ticket provider, and you can call them at 919-664-8302. Pinecone Session Spotlight, there's an Irish music session on Sunday, January 6th, the 13th, 20th, 27th, and that's from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tiernanog at 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. Tiernanog and the Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Charlie at createcons, and that's C-R-E-A-T-C-O-N-S-T, at bellsouth.net for more information. Also coming up, that Pinecone is supporting for their live music on on Saturday, January 5th, the String Beans at 7:30 and Air Mountaineers at 9 p.m. at the Depot in Hillsboro. For tickets and more information, you can call 919-643-3768. On Wednesday, January 9th, we have the Raven Ridge Bluegrass at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Phone number 919-833-8898. Thursday, January 10th, we have the infamous String Dusters at the Blind Tiger in Greensboro, and their phone number is 336-272-9888. And Friday, January 11th, we have the String Peddlers at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham, phone number 919-416-9707. The Puritan Rodeo at the Pittsboro Roadhouse and General Store, and that is in Pittsboro, phone number 919-542-2432. Also, on Friday, January 11th, we have the Southern Folk Life Collection Fiddle Concert with Nashville Bluegrass Band Byron Burling, Emily Shod, Matt Glazer, and Bobby Taylor. And that's at the Memorial Hall at UNC in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-548-1203. Bill Staines will be at the Community Arts Center in Winston-Salem, phone number 336-724-9393. Rory Block will be at the Arts Center in Carrboro, phone number 919-929-2787. And finally, on Friday, January 11th, we have Gathering Time at the Trent River Coffee Company, and that's in New Bern, phone number 252-646-4657. And I would encourage you to contact all of those if there's any performance you'd like to see for pricing and for ticket information. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you listen again next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.